Nigerian officials say 300 people were taken hostage in the volatile Niger Delta in the first 9 months of 2008. 100 more were believed to have been seized since 2006 in the Oromo region, where kidnapping for ransom has been a thriving business. Foreigners, mostly women, children, and oil company employees, were the usual targets, taken hostage and released after the payment of ransom. But now more and more victims are middle or working class Nigerians. Even the poorest are snatched off the street now for ransoms as low as a few $100. The new law says kidnappers in Rivers State face imprisonment for life without the option of parole. A Niger Delta-based attorney, Reginald Atudo, described the new legislation as the right law at the right time.
The purpose of kidnapping is no more putting pressure on government to press home, demand for development, but for gain-making, commercial, and now make money out of it. And by virtue of that enactment in Rivers State, it will go a long way to discourage other kidnappers. So I think it's the right law at the right time.
Violent crime has surged in the Niger Delta since militants who claim to be fighting for a fairer share of the region's natural resources launched a campaign of sabotage against the oil industry 3 years ago. Criminal gangs have taken advantage of the chaos, carrying out kidnappings for ransom and armed robberies that have left the region's residents in a state of insecurity. Self-Repeticide, a human rights activist in the River State capital of Port Harcourt, says the new law does not address the root cause of the problem.
That law actually was extensively criticized by members of the civil society because it does not really address the problem, the root cause of the problem. So it is not a step in the right direction.
Other states in Nigeria's southeastern region are pushing for tougher legislation to tackle the problem of kidnapping, including the death penalty. The Imo State Parliament this week adopted the death penalty for kidnapping in the state. The London-based human rights group Amnesty International says attempts to introduce the death penalty for kidnapping in Nigeria are a retrogressive step. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.